following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's deer season, and the deals are huge. Save big right now on all John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Get implement bonuses, cash back, or 0% financing. And this deer season, your trade has never been worth more. Offer ends May 2nd, 2011, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
For great deals and service on legendary John Deere equipment, visit Landmark Implement today, or find us on the web at landmarkimp.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the beginning, there were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And and over there is the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
That's right.
My bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked. No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning and a Friday of the Doug and Daddy Show. That's right, a Friday Doug and Daddy Show in studio. We haven't had a Friday show for 3 weeks. I haven't been in studio for over a month with all the basketball, state basketball going on. And then, of course, last week, the opening round of the NCAA tournament. So we are back in studio today. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis. Coming up on the show today, we're going to be talking about the disaster that is the NCAA basketball tournament. And Doug Gottlieb, bringing up what might have been a good point today, he says we need to go more to a football standard because maybe a true national champion will not be crowned. There are too many teams in the tournament, and it's ruining the tournament with all these upsets. That was his point. Now, remember, Ohio State and Kansas, who I picked to be in the finals, if there was a BCS, they would have been playing in the national championship. There was just picking two teams to play for the national title. It would have been those two, and they are still alive, albeit they still haven't played their Sweet 16 games, and those are coming up tonight. Steve Anderson, voice of Fodder Park, is going to join us on the program today. As this is what happens every year, Tony. We've got all this basketball for 3 weeks, and then Fodder's been going on for over a month, and people are having a great time over there. We've talked about it, but we haven't caught up with Steve in a while. And this is where I feel the Fodder Park season really begins, even though we wish it was a little bit nicer. This is where I feel it begins, and an opportunity for me to finally get over there.
Well, I think it's certainly an opportunity to bet some larger races around the country that are prep races for the Kentucky Derby, and people have their eyes on that.
And also, just good times. And I totally forgot what I was going to say next. Totally forgot. We've got a lot more coming up on the program on this Friday. But here from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, it's a sad day. I guess I don't know any other way to describe it. I have been watching the Nebraska Board of Regents special meeting for 3 hours that just concluded about 7 minutes ago with the resolution for UNO to move to the Summit League. Do you realize that in 1 year, in less than a year, what was it, July? I think it was June or July last year. In less than a year, the University of Nebraska at Omaha, and the University of Nebraska at Kearney have all changed conferences? Wow.
Yeah.
Why? Where was the screw-up before this? I find it amazing, and the meeting has just come to an end in Lincoln with a vote by the Board of Regents to move to the Summit League for UNO.
Mr. Secretary, please call the roll on the vote on the resolution.
Regent Summerfield?
Yes.
Regent Crabb?
Yes.
Regent Solomon?
Yes.
Regent Hawks?
Yes.
Regent McClurg?
Yes.
Regent Ferris?
Yes.
Regent Schroeder?
Yes.
Regent Whitehouse?
Yes.
Regent Clare?
Yes.
Regent Furlick?
Yes.
Regent Hazelbrook?
Yes.
The motion on the resolution passes.
There being no further business, and unless there is a board objection, we stand adjourned.
And so it is from the chairman, Regent Whitehouse, taking care of all that's going on there. That's how quick it happened. 3 hours or 2:45, and that's how quick it happened. I find multiple things distressful, but yet as I listen to the whole thing, there are no answers to keep football and wrestling at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. I also believe there weren't enough options explored to keep the wrestling program at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. And I will not accept any argument to the contrary on that issue. There just isn't. They found a way to cut two programs to make up the money. Yes, they need the money. They need all these things that they keep saying about. But no one is going to, the folks that wanted to keep it, they're not going to step up and say, well, I see your point. And Trev Alberts and John Christensen, the athletic director and the chancellor at UNO, are not going to concede. They know how much it hurts. They say all that. But what did they truly do to try and keep wrestling apart? And I don't even care about football, I'll be honest. If nobody in Omaha cares about it, why should I? But to crush a program that has won 6 of the last 8 national championships and does everything right and has a long-tenured coach that is thought of as one of the best, if not the best, not only as a coach but as a person in the entire industry, and all you can do is heap praise, there was no way they did anything to try and keep wrestling from an athletic department standpoint at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. But what saddens me, they already had the resolution wrote up. I'm not going to bore you with playing that, but they already had the resolution wrote up coming into this meeting. There wasn't going to be one word said by anybody in today's meeting that was going to change anybody's mind. It also distresses me that every time we have a vote in political leadership anymore, it has to be unanimous, because then you're frowned upon because, well, I'm going to stick up for these guys even though I know my vote's not going to matter. What's the difference between 8-0 and 6-2? It's still going to pass. That distresses me a little bit as well. And everybody thinks they need to take their 5 minutes of time this morning to, you know, my heart goes out to you, but there's nothing we can do. It finally came down to the point of saying multiple times, show me a way we can save your program. And nobody could find a way to save the program. But I counter, I mean, you can't ask Mike Denny that. I counter, that's not their job. Trev Albert's job is to save the program or to find a way to make money. He has found a way, he thinks, to keep the rest of their sporting activities alive and to make money. And I could be totally off base. I'm not one of the lawyers that is one of the 8 regents up there, which is a requirement to be a regent, to be up there, be a very smart individual with numbers, and that's why I'm sitting here. You gotta say hopefully they have done their homework, because that's what they are getting paid to do. But you can't tell me that they tried any way to save UNO wrestling.
Doug, and I understand it's this time of the year. I think in 3 months or 4 months, at attention turn, and they would have went through spring practice, and everybody would have been gearing up with 36 scholarships for what could be a national title. You would think you would be in that run every year with the maximum amount of scholarships UNO had or was providing their student-athletes. I've got to think that this wrestling deal would be an afterthought, and everybody's up in arms about the wrestling. I know that it just doesn't affect that many people, and I think that's why the people are just shaking their heads and nodding in agreement with those guys and saying, we understand, we can't do anything about it, you'll go away sooner than later, I think, is what they're thinking. I just don't see how you think that financially this hockey deal, no matter how good you are or bad you are, you know, they brought in Dean Blaze. They've done a great job. They have a chance to make the tournament, I believe. They're only about
500. They're in the tournament. They play tonight against Michigan.
They're only about 500. It's, I just, this deal, first of all, you've never been making money. You've never been, you've never shown that this hockey deal has made your university $1. And people say, well, that's because the Quest Center screwed them on. Well, they're the ones that signed the deal with the Quest. Well, that was a past administration. And we're going to have a better deal. Whether we go back to the Civic, whether we go to the Quest, whatever their plans are, obviously they've got them in place. But let's be honest. Can hockey fund everything? Nobody's ever cared about your basketball team down there. 180 people show up for games. That's what you're banking on, providing the rest of the money. The money coming into this program is going to be UNO hockey and basketball. Can those two things, of which basketball has been a huge loser and has been for years and years down there, so it's basically hockey is going to fund everything. Can that possibly be right? What are these donors that love Maverick football and the donors that stepped up and provided this money with wrestling? Will that all go to the University of Nebraska football team now? Where does that money go? I would like one of those guys to step up and say, you know what? If they can't be at UNO, I want them to be part of this university system. Let's get them to UNK and pay for them.
There's some other issues that are, there were so many people, and I was trying to find, I apologize, I have a lot of audio here, but because the meeting ended literally 3-4 minutes before the show, there wasn't enough time to edit it all down. We'll play a couple of more cuts for you, but Jeff Spain, who if you watch the high school wrestling, he is from Valentine, he is now the color man for the high school wrestling championships with a big background. He was the only one that really took a shot at hockey. And his point was, there's not one Nebraska kid on this hockey on the hockey team, and that was part of his point. The folks that were trying to point out, to be in favor of wrestling and to be in favor of football and to not make this move, kept bringing out the mission statement. The mission statement. They were all reading what it said. Here's what it says: we're supposed to be at UNO, yet you are not doing that. And they kept hammering on that and hammering on that. And Jeff Spain so much as said, you know, there's this many Nebraska kids playing football. There's this many Nebraska kids on the wrestling team. And here's what your mission statement is. And there's not one person on the hockey team, and the hockey team has never won anything. Trev Alberts, as much as said, he went all the way back to 1980 and says that football games average 3,700 fans per contest. He then went on to say that hockey, well, once again, and I can't remember if you said this will be the fourth consecutive year, that they will be fourth in the nation in attendance. I think that's going to be about the same number at each game. The problem is there's more hockey home games barely than there are football games. But I don't think they get much more than 4,000 a game for hockey. And here's the core. Let's throw it out there. I love the Storm. Nebraska people don't get hockey. People don't, they say they have all these people go to hockey, 4,000 or 3,500 out of about 1 million around the entire Omaha Metroplex, and nobody comes in to watch it. Nobody drives 250 miles to go watch UNO hockey. Yes, I have heard of folks that are huge Storm fans making a weekend junket down there. Okay, so four people every year go down and watch UNO hockey. That's the problem. Nebraska people don't understand hockey. They don't like hockey as a sport. I think I'm fair to say that.
If they did,
they go to it for a social event. I've said this for a decade about Tri-City Storm hockey. How many hockey fans are out there when there's 3,500 people? How many hockey fans are out there when they're 10 and 50 a couple of years ago? We saw how many hockey fans there are. It's a social outing. It's an event. It's a cool thing to go to. And you hope your team wins. And if they do win, more people go. And that's what's happening with UNO hockey. Lately, UNO football hasn't been winning, and nobody seems to care about it, although they still do get a decent amount of folks to go to their football games. It's not a great amount, and it's not a moneymaker. And when football's not a moneymaker, that's a problem.
How many hockey fans would there be at either venue if they didn't serve beer? A hell of a lot less. Whether you agree with the pouring the suds or not, a hell of a lot less, people.
You're exactly right. And they were questioned about whether they think hockey can actually fund what they think it's going to fund.
You know, and I guess I would say that I would think your 4,000 on the hockey number's got to be lower. Now, they got to have, what, 20 home games? I would think they'd have half their games, and I think they're like 23-20 or something like that right now. So I guess you'd have 20 home games to get people in there and do what you want to do for – I just – if that's the way, obviously they've done the research. They don't just make this move without any research. They've got some numbers.
All the numbers they had. And again, you have to listen for hours and hours and hours, or at least three of them this morning. Here's a little bit more of what Trev Alpert's had to say today about what he found and what he was told to do when he took this job.
On the athletic side, we had three primary objectives. First and foremost, financial stability. If we couldn't attain financial stability, we weren't going to have an athletic department, period. We understood that. Number two, market acceptance. One of the great benefits about being in Omaha is that we're in Omaha. But there's levels of excellence and expectations in Omaha that you have no choice but to meet. You meet that level of excellence, or quite frankly, they're uninterested. Market acceptance was number two. And number three, align with peer academic institutions. Athletic departments do one of two things. They contribute to advance the mission of the institution, or they detract. As a result of our financial, not being financial stable, we were actually detracting from the mission of the university. Our findings on college athletics. We engaged some third-party resources to confirm our findings. Obviously, funding constraints, state and university support at many institutions was under great duress. There were limited revenue opportunities. Operating deficits were the norm, and it led to a moratorium by the NCAA.
Now, again, you have to realize that this is it has to be a quick move because this has to be done by June 1st.
Right.
And then you go into all the NCAA bylaws. They're trying to cease the quick movement of all these universities between different divisions. And so June 1st, UNO has to be accepted to the Summit League. Trev Alberts talked about that during his presentation. He talked about we can't make the move without an invitation from a league. He goes, the Summit and the Missouri Valley are the only two that made sense. The Missouri Valley basically doesn't want us. There's not a spot for us. Financially, we couldn't go to the Missouri Valley Conference right now anyway. The footprint is the word he kept using time and time again. If they are going Division I, obviously this Summit League is the place to go. But that's not the point. The point is that the line down the middle is whether to go Division I or to not go Division I, whether to save wrestling and football or whether to move on and hope that you can be a viable institution that can sustain the other sports for years and decades to come. And listening to all of this, the Regents had to wrap it up like they did. As much as this sucks, this is the world and the times we live in, and unless somebody hits Powerball Saturday night, we're done. This is Trev Alpert saying in 5 years, if they don't make the move, the athletic department shuts down. Okay, so if that's the reality of it, obviously the move has to be made. I don't know if you could axe another sport or what the deal is, and don't even bring up that they're adding men's golf and tennis. That doesn't even, for the matters of this, that doesn't matter for this discussion. They're getting rid of two major sports. They're putting in two minor sports so that they looked more attractive to the Summit League.
But if they can't make it financially, what does that say about teams in the RMAC? What does that say about the University of Nebraska-Kearney?
I was thinking of that numerous times while listening to this. If you're listening and going, I don't really care about UNO or what they do, and ha-ha them, and yay, this is good for UNK, I don't know if it is. This isn't the time to be pointing
not
fingers
at UNO.
Not really, it screws
UNK, because we got 15 teams instead of 16.
I'm saying we don't know. I mean, we just don't know. It's going to benefit them in some ways, and it's going to detract in others. I know that. But the point is, can you imagine if this was happening today with the University of Nebraska at Kearney?
Huh.
And I mean, yes, we can say hugs and pats on the backs and thumbs up and thank you to everybody because UNK is not in such dire straits as UNO. But that's not what this is about today either. I just thought, man, what if John McBride and Doug Christensen were standing up there today instead of Trev Alberts and John Christensen making these recommendations? Here's the one difference, or one of the differences. And as Trev Albert said, we're in Omaha. Let's face it, folks, we're in Kearney. There ain't anything else to do. All right? If you're a huge Loper fan, that's good. There ain't nothing else to do. That's probably because you don't have any kids in high school or never did. And so you followed the Lopers from the day you went to school there, which is great. There's just nothing else going on. Yes, there's a hockey team. Yes, there's events to go to from time. It's different. It's different. There's something to do in Omaha every night. And that's what UNO has to compete with.
You're right on that. It is different. The Omaha metro area and the amount of people living there to the amount of people living here. But I think there's amount of pride that I'm disappointed in the pride of the Mavericks for not standing up and voice. Did you see one negative article about the football program? One? Did you hear one person say, this pisses me off? I never saw one comment.
They had 90 minutes for public comment. And there were some administrators that were up and in favor of the move. And a lot of current athletes, current coaches, obviously Coach Denny and his assistant, Mario Morgan, who won one of the national championships this year, Chris Bober, who had played in the NFL and was a UNO football player, who the chancellor didn't know his name. He was one of those that got up and spoke. They're up there. And again, it probably something I shouldn't say on the air, so we won't. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy show. I don't think there was a different perspective up there on the panel, and there never is when it comes to the Regents. They're all 60. They're all 70. There's not a young person on that panel to give them a young person's perspective like would have been from an athlete here. I'm not saying that you need a 23-year-old up there that's not going to be mature enough to be on that panel. I'm just saying everybody on that panel look like they're 60 or older. They have disconnect from the college athlete. So, and I'm sure there's something that comes in front of them every single day that they have a meeting that they are much more in tune with, and that's why they're on the board. But it's just, wow. We even have young congresspeople. We have young coaches. We have young teachers. There's not one young person on that board. Not one. Godfather's Pizza, check them out this weekend. Lunch buffet is there for you every single day from 11 to 2 for just $6.50. In fact, you know what, Trev? If you went to Godfather's every day, you'd probably have saved enough money to save the wrestling program at UNO because it's only $6.50. Feed everybody at Godfather's. On Fridays, it's family night. You buy any jumbo pie and a 2-liter bottle of pop, they're going to throw in the monkey bread and breadsticks for free. On Saturdays, go in, and kids that are 10 and under eat free, 2 children per paying adult. And on Sunday, they've got a special on their taco pizza, only $14, $13.99 for a large taco pie on Siesta Sunday. For pickup or delivery, the number, 234-9444 in the Archway Plaza in Kearney. It's Godfather's Pizza, 234-9444. Love to get your thoughts on the UNO issue. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or your phone calls, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Still to come on the program, we go to Fauner Park and talk with track announcer Steve Anderson. We pick out our winner in the 3 Words of the Week contest and a whole lot more. We'll be back at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth after this.
We're Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. We sell cars. It's what we do. So it's not hip for us to talk about rising gas prices. But the truth is, it affects us all. So let's talk about some solutions to high gas prices. Got a family? Gotta consider the 7-passenger, 24-mile-per-gallon Chevrolet Traverse. How about the award-winning Chevrolet Equinox crossover with its impressive 32 miles per gallon? Need a 5-passenger midsize sedan that gets 33 miles per gallon? You need to see the number one selling sedan in the Chevrolet lineup, the Malibu. And what about a 5-passenger sedan that could save you an incredible $6,000 over the next 5 years? Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac is proud to present the all-new Chevrolet Cruze Eco with a fuel economy rating of 42 miles per gallon. So yeah, we're talking about it. Come let us help you save money. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole in One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole in One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Mommy, it is unacceptable. So condescending, unnecessarily critical. I have the tendency of getting very physical. So watch your step, cause if I do, you need
The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Been getting text messages, been getting emails. Let's go to Ed in Minden, who says, I totally agree. I follow wrestling and volleyball at the college level without alcohol. Tony talking about all the folks that go to hockey. We were talking social event. How many would go if they didn't serve beer? Don't lie, folks. I mean, yeah, you can say you would go watch and you don't drink. Let's fill the arena with the same amount of people. That's fine. It's just a point. It's a fact. It's just a fact. The Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge continues on. Daddy picked up two winners last night. I picked up one. I thought I was in good shape. San Diego State seemed. They got up 53-49. They were clicking there. Then there was the altercation with Kimball Walker. And all of a sudden, Connecticut just went crazy and went on to win that basketball game last night. So I needed San Diego State. You needed Connecticut. Otherwise, I would be ahead, actually, at this point. But you have the lead, but it's not over yet.
Lead and another lunch.
So. Yeah. It's not over yet. Here's the deal, though. I am in dire straits. I still think that if Ohio State wins at all, I beat you because you have Kansas. But I could catch you if Butler beats Florida tomorrow because you have Florida going to the Final Four and I did not. So I don't need you getting more points.
You know what? As good as and great as those first two games were last night, and I thought the Duke game for most of the first half, very, very good basketball game, back and forth. Arizona got down right before halftime a little bit, and they drilled that big three right before the buzzer ended. In the second half, athletically, I'm sure that Arizona has not played basketball like they did in that second half. Where are you at out there, people that think Duke gets every call in a basketball game? They got jobbed. They got jammed up with the fist about five times in a row when the tide turned.
Well,
where are you at, Duke hater?
Duke crumbled. They took a ton of terrible shots. I've never seen it like that at Duke. I've seen it happen to other teams, but boy, did Duke crack under the pressure, which was surprising.
They cracked, but it was at the same time when they usually write that ship, there's about five times down the floor, and it was one official three of the five times jamming them up.
I'll tell you this. Last night, we've talked about, I thought the officiating outside of the over and back call in the Syracuse game has been decent enough. You know, nothing has stood out that made you just go freaky. you know, if you're not going to call traveling in the game, then why even play defense on one? Florida traveled so many times last night in their ball game against BYU. It was the difference in the ball game. You call a couple times, the game went to overtime. That's one possession. All right? Just terrible non-calls. And you can say, well, that's a matter of opinion. All right, I'm going to show them to you. You tell me if they're travels or not. They're commenting on the broadcast. Wow. Maybe seven steps on that one. I mean, I'm not just talking about maybe a travel.
And I'll go back to the other game last night at the end. Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel. Wisconsin, you suck. It's just 17 shots in a row that you missed. Your Division I basketball players, I don't care how good the defense is. That is embarrassing. That's why I picked your asses to be bounced in the first round. Belmont, you must be just terrible. You're the worst team in the tournament to lose to Wisconsin. Period, in the first round. You got, I know those parents love their kids, but there had to be thoughts of writing suicide notes after watching that. It was on 24 for 31 minutes. You'd flip over to the other game, watch 5 minutes of basketball, turn it back, it's 24.
You got the spreads for tonight.
Yes, I do.
And we'll talk about that in just a second.
When you turned it back from the other game and it was 27, are you kidding me?
They scored 4 points in the first 7.5 minutes of the second.
Just walk off the court. Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that. I would have went to the ticket office and said, I want my money back now, or I will sue the NCAA tournament, a class action lawsuit for watching that crap. And Bo Ryan, your name would be listed because that's a style of crap basketball you play.
Nebraska's going to love playing Wisconsin in basketball.
Oh, Ed, that should be great. 29-26.
You have reminded me of one thing that I did want to bring up today, which I thought was CBS, you better make the change tonight if it happens, because that's just blatantly poor run last night. You had the two early games. One is over. One is in overtime. I don't need to see Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith breaking down and just killing time on CBS when TBS also has... Who cares if it's on both channels? In this day and age, everybody was complaining that, well, not everybody's going to be able to find all the games. The point was to get every game on that you could watch the whole game. You could still put the last... I mean, Jimmer Fredette, overtime. BYU, Florida. And you're sitting there with Charles Barkley killing time, as funny as he is. You got a game in overtime. Put it on. Under the old system, you'd have had it on. What the hell are you doing?
Why didn't you just change the
channel? We did. I had multiple televisions. It's idiotic. I'm not thinking about just myself, Tony, as usual. I'm not just thinking about myself, selfish guy. What are they doing? What are they doing?
That's why it's on. I don't understand the argument.
What if TBS would have went out last night?
It didn't.
What if it would have?
What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat.
I don't know. What's the point of having mindless garble on the main network when there's an overtime game on that you could have on?
You got coverage on the Golf Channel. You got coverage of the Masters on Channel 11. Which one do you want? Just change the channel if you want to watch.
I want them both.
Well, you get DirecTV and you get Amen Corner. Watch it all the time. That's why you got multiple channels.
That's the point.
You got multiple channels.
When the best is on, you want it on.
No, that doesn't work that way.
Let's go to our bracket. Mark, there's a lot of people with Kansas towards the top, but we've got Mark B and Mark H that are leading it, along with a John H. So we've got three people tied with 570 points, and then you got Maskey, Jay Maskey, who if Ohio State wins, he's sitting in great shape. So check it out. The Doug and Daddy group, over 600 entries. Someone's taking home the Shiatsu Massager.
Nice.
Check it out. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the tournament challenger. Go to the ESPN main page. Type in Doug and Daddy. See how you are doing. Today's Kearney Catholic Star relays canceled. Tomorrow's Wilcox-Hildreth track meet canceled. I'll keep that for sports because that's what we do around here. Also, UNK baseball, move back to 4 o'clock. UNK softball, move to McCook. I want everybody to know, but it's getting tiresome. It's getting tiresome. So that's what you've got. Break, back after this, talk some Fonner Park, see if it make it draw out and all that kind of stuff. And let's read this first. Marcus sent us like 700 Big Dally Delis emails. Merritt comes in and goes, what? What is this? He goes, you guys do a great job on the show on many levels. I'm sorry for all my idiotic emails this week or tonight. It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person. Honestly, I'm not trying to win the contest, rather I was just trying to have fun. Plus, I already eat at Big Dally's on a regular basis. Marcus, thanks so much for the email. We're going to draw out the winner when we come back here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But a reminder, folks, a lot's going on tomorrow night. They have got Pheasants Forever Banquet going on up at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Many great items, including Husker football tickets and tailgating package. And then next week, on April the 1st, out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, a fundraiser for our buddy Rich Gappa to help cover medical expenses and rehabilitation. That's next Friday, a week from today, the Spaghetti Feed with live and silent auction with many great items. We're going to be out there for that as well. So if you can attend either or both, we'd love to have you do so. They're both great fun. They both help out, a great organization, and B, a great person next week in Richie Gappa as we get closer to golf season. A lot of golf packages on that as well. Well, we do need to take a break, but before we do that, Daddy, selections on tonight's games. You got the points in front of you.
I do have the points in front of me. Kansas is the biggest spread out there tonight. 10.5 straight across the board, 136 that total. I got to think after last year, team's much more focused, and I think this should be one that Kansas handles relatively easily.
Richmond won at Allen Fieldhouse in 2004.
The only time these two teams have ever faced each other. Ohio State, Kentucky. This is 5.5 Buckeyes. I think Kentucky, I would take Kentucky and I would take those points as well. As Ohio State played the last time out, they look so, I mean, they just look so good. I think everybody's looking at that. I'm going to take Kentucky in that one. North Carolina Marquette. This is 4.5 as a point spread in this one. I got to think North Carolina handles Marquette. And VCU, Florida State, the 10-11 matchup. Florida State, a 4-point favorite. God, I'd like to have them at 250-1.
Who are you taking?
I'm going to take Florida State.
Florida State, the whole matchup there is if Florida State can slow the game down and you get in the half court and use their physicality, or if VCU can get out and run. Why not? I'll take Virginia Commonwealth. Kansas to beat Richmond. I don't know if they'll cover in the ball game tonight. One of these games has got to be close for the Kansas Jayhawks, but I'll take Kansas. The lock of the night, Ohio State covering over Kentucky. Just, they're the best basketball team in the country. And Marquette.
You heard it, folks. Lock of the night, well, Doug Duda.
I was right last night, too, so just keep asking. They had the benefit of playing a conference opponent in Syracuse and took them right down to the wire before they could win that basketball game. I think that was a big benefit. I think North Carolina wins one more game before they lose to Ohio State. Now we'll take a break. Back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy conditions will continue across the area throughout the day today with high temperatures in the mid-40s. East winds will also remain around 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll stay cloudy tonight with a chance of light snow mixing with rain late. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Tom and Hastings says, hey guys, what's really sad about the whole UNO thing is how this affects the student athletes. You're right about the Regents. Most of them come into meetings with a bottle of Geritol.
Here's what Jeff Spain had to say today. He's the only one that I could think of that brought up UNO hockey.
Dropping football and wrestling clearly takes away these educational opportunities for Nebraska student athletes. I know it's politically incorrect to talk about UNO hockey in a negative way, and I appreciate their recent success. However, dropping football and wrestling in a favorable hockey program that does not have any, not one, Nebraska athletes on its roster goes against the mission statement of the University of Nebraska and Omaha. Hockey has been at UNO for the past 13 to 14 years, each year operating on approximately $1 million budget or more, including salaries, benefits, operating and travel expenses, and yet still cannot produce any Nebraska athletes on its roster.
That's Jeff Spain. Again, it's fact. Nobody wants to hear it, though. Nobody wants to hear it.
You know what they do want to hear? Troutman's Quality Meats.
It's grill time.
Best friend.
Grill time.
Final four parties are coming soon. Are you ready? I don't think so. If you haven't been to Troutman's Quality Meats, remember their steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Plus, fresh out of the smokehouse, bell pepper, garlic, hot Italian brats, state fair brats. They're all waiting for you. Chili cheese brats as well. Troutman's, there's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. Fresh for you. Try the fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's Quality Meats. Check it out today for Lenten season. Certified Angus beef plus a custom cut. Any meat selections to your specification at Troutman's. The service is friendly and personal. There's always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase, unlike those grocery store meat departments. Check it out today. T-Bone's waiting for you out front, and so is Carrie behind the counter.
Troutman's Quality Meats. Well, it is that time. It is Friday. How about this?
A big race at 25-1. It's the Nuts first. Yield to the Storm at second. In the hot pursuit, here comes Wayzata Bay and Habaneros, but they're not going to get to the Nuts. He's done it in shocking fashion here.
I know Steve can't hear it, but that's the recall of the Nuts winning the Bosselman back in 2008. Steve Anderson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. How's your bracket, buddy?
Hey, I still got Kansas and Ohio State going, guys, but I counted myself out of this thing last week. So, hey, welcome back to my world, which right now is a snow-drenched Fauner Park. And I must admit, your rants this morning had me worked up in a lather, guys. Tony, what would, how many race fans would we have over here if we didn't serve beer? This thing's starting to agitate me a little bit.
It's certainly all coming together in my line of thinking.
Yeah, I know five guys, you know them too, personal friends of mine that probably would quit coming out, but they're a tough group to hang around. If they didn't come out, I think we'd generate hundreds of more new fans than would.
I'll tell you what, it's the only way I can figure out how to bet a multiple superfecta, you know, key the four over the 297 and leave out that horse and then don't hit the all button. That's how you do it. Thank you, CL. Steve-o, how are the boys hanging up with this weather over there? They've had very few days, as usual, to run, but it seems like we still get some crowds.
Well, we've had tremendous crowds, and I've finally come to the conclusion, and one of my bosses, Bruce Swihart, agreed with me on a radio show we did earlier in the week here in Grand Island, that this kind of weather works for us. And the bottom line is, when you can't do anything else, the farmers can't get into the fields, you can't go to the golf course, swim, do whatever, you come to the racetrack. And this start of this particular year has been second to none, which probably dates back to the mid to late 80s when the advent of simulcasting became a reality. And other tracks started popping up around Nebraska, you know, Prairie Meadows over in Iowa, the Woodlands down in Kansas City, Canterbury Park up in Minneapolis, where, you know, busload after busload of those fans used to come to Nebraska because they didn't have horse racing. So, you know, to say that we're tickled to death is really an understatement right now. And a crowd attracts a crowd. And certainly the creation of the Heartland Events Center, which has been jam-packed every weekend since the racing season has started, the crossover is unbelievable. Curiosity by folks that have never been to the races certainly is second to none. And you better come early, especially on a Saturday, because the parking lot fills up by 10 or 11 o'clock.
Steve, that was my next question, was about the event center. The crowd at the Danger football game, over 5,000 people. The Grand Island natives and people that you're around that you talked to, did anybody expect that crowd?
No, to put it to you simply, absolutely not. They did a terrific job in promoting the opener. And, you know, I had the good fortune of being able to sit in a suite with some of my friends. And you know, you sit there after the game is over, and as football savvy as we are around here, people really don't understand the indoor game, especially yours truly. And you walk away thinking, am I going to come back to this? You know, in a couple of weeks, and the fact of the matter is, I think everybody's going to come back. Here's an interesting situation for you guys. My folks, who just turned 82 and 83 years of age a couple of weeks ago, went to that Danger football game. Now, they're faced with a dilemma on this particular Sunday afternoon. We race at Fauner Park, and we also have football going on simultaneously in the event center. And the folks, what do you think they've opted to do?
I think their son has given up his preferred parking spot, is what I think is happening.
Well, I'm about ready to forfeit their preferred parking spot. They're going to the Nebraska Danger football game. I just shook my head, but that's the nature of the beast. The good news is racing starts at 1:30 and the football game goes at 4 o'clock. So really, you can make a day of it and at least play the first five, and we've got advance rate wagering for the last five races. Then you can go home, get on Fauner Park's website, and watch the replays of the video that's available up there now. So I guess we can resolve that problem pretty easily.
Voice of Fauner Park Racing, Steve Anderson. You can hear his reports on our network of stations every weekend as well as what's going on. To move on from the Danger, they play Green Bay coming up at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Racing today gets underway with a post time at 3 o'clock now. The last couple of Fridays, last week they went to 3. We're at 3 o'clock for the rest of the Fridays. But tomorrow, a big $25,000 race and the Rumbles. Are you kidding me? Big weekend, maybe the biggest weekend so far at Fauner.
Yeah, it just builds to a crescendo, you know, with our final Saturday is Kentucky Derby Day. So there's actually two $25,000 races on the card tomorrow, guys. All Nebraska-bred horses. The boys tee up a group of six of them, and they're going to have to beat one of the great Nebraska-breds of all time, Reach One More. almost as a walkover kind of a race when you look at this thing on paper, and I'm amazed that there's enough interest to fill the race, because Reach One More simply has been unbeatable, especially when he runs against Nebraska breds. And then his full sister, Lulu LaRue, comes right back in the next race on Saturday to try to win the $25,000 Orphan Kissed Stakes. So it's a great story. Brother-sister act. We've had a husband-wife team up a week ago. We're leading the jockey and trainer standing simultaneously, a story that I've never, ever heard of before in the history of this game. That, of course, being Armando Martinez and his wife, Kelly Martinez. This week, we've got brothers running 1-2 in the jockey race. That's another situation I've never heard of before. Jordan and Jake Alesiak. I can go on and on. So the storylines that have developed out here at Fawner in just 12 days of live racing have been second to none of anything that I've ever experienced. And, you know, the population of horses on the backside is down a little bit this year, but they continue to fill a lot of races. There's way too many four furlong races for my appetite that they're still riding, this being the fifth week of activity out here, but they want to run those four furlong races. They have to turn horses away. So we've got several on the card this afternoon, and I guess it's just the reality of the situation at hand, and I guess we better prepare to see more half-mile races over the course of the entire circuit here in Nebraska.
Steve, have you had a chance to handicap these horses? Is it that tandem that you like?
Well, Reach One More is 3-5 on the morning line. My good friend Wayne Anderson, who's the assistant racing secretary, sets that. I really respect his opinion, and when he makes somebody 3-5, that's almost a sure thing. Of course, that's why they won the races, guys, because you know, I walk all over myself every day doing these handicapping seminars that I offer between races for the fans, and sometimes the most obvious, you know, and you can see it at any level, doesn't materialize. Lulu LaRue's a different story, though. She's running against older horses now, being a four-year-old for the first time in her career. She's an 8-5 morning line favorite. She's deserving of that. I thought she'd get beat a few weeks ago when she ran against a group of pretty salty speedballs, as I referred to them, and yet she just literally was launched out of a slingshot over the last 16th of a mile and ran off going away at a half-mile distance. That's not her racing distance. So she comes back at three-quarters of a mile tomorrow. She's going to be awfully tough. I think she's vulnerable just because of her age. But I am sure that the wagering public's going to pound her right down to even money, if not less. I would not be surprised, though, if Lulu LaRue gets beat tomorrow by any one of two or three other horses. Reach One More. He's incredible. This horse beeps, Tony, when they back him out of the starting gate. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, so do
and
I.
That's the kind of specimen that he is. He is secretariat-esque, as I describe it. He is a gorgeous, big-looking gray colt, and he's yet to tap, I think, all of his ability. He's still growing, and he's a tremendous story. And he was born in Ashland, Nebraska. It's, you know, I can go on and on. I love these kinds of things to talk about, but I won't bore you with that anymore.
Steve-O, we got to get going, but as we get out of here, I'm out of town last Friday, and obviously Ordway Falls in Love brings home the feature race. When does Ordway go again? Because obviously I need to come over and win some cash.
Well, I talked to her trainer, Chuck Turco, yesterday morning. And she's ready to come right back. I haven't looked at all of tomorrow's card or Sunday. She's due to, if she doesn't run this weekend, and she may very well be a player. I can't answer that specifically, but I'll guarantee you that they will run her back no later than next weekend. But you're not going to get the price, Doug, that you would have got the first time out. I mean, and you didn't get your money down if you were listening in the car. I'm sure.
I know. We'll work on it. We'll work on it. Steve-O, you just let me know, and I'll come over and just double up the wager and win more money.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, my friend.
You guys, too, and you're always welcome to join us up at the press box. As always, I can't wait to see Doug and Daddy at the races. so long, guys.
Steve Anderson, he's the best. Post time at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and of course, post times on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 1:30. Big weekend of racing, plus the Rumbles on Saturday, football on Sunday. The guests of the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. We enjoyed some of their fine fare before we went on the air today. That stuffed steakhouse burger with jalapenos and cheddar cheese on the inside, spicy poblano sauce, tomatoes, iceberg lettuce over the top of it. Two locations in Kearney, along with Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Mike in Hastings has emailed, "What a bunch of whiners." Or is that winners? Could be winners. Buck says UNO hockey needs to be discussed from an Omaha background, not a Nebraska background. In case you haven't noticed, they're two different places.
Oh, we go back to the Den Popper inbox. El Conquistador chimes in and says, "No, you would still be fat if I lost 90 pounds. Fast Willie chimes in, "So if Duke didn't get jammed up, they would have only lost by 14. Our friend Chris has chimed in. "Dude, you are so wrong. All you look at is the second half. First half, Zona couldn't buy a call. But when it comes down to Duke quit, I've never seen a Duke team stop playing." Well, they quit playing after the officials took over the game. And they figured we have no chance. So that's when they quit, Chris. You're the one that's out there that says, they never get a call. They get every call in the book. The other team never gets a call. Well, they're 20.
You disproved the theory last night?
2,200 miles from home. The NCAA committee jammed them up by doing that.
That'll get them a good crowd. Hey, we want to thank all the fine sponsors, including Bruce Furniture, for their helping of giving out great prizes in our Doug and Daddy Bracketology, including our friends at Big Daddy's Deli, Big O Tire, Burger King, along with Mid-Nebraska Speedway, the Big Apple Fun Center, jerseys, and a whole lot more. Your chance to win. Hope you're in the first page of the 600. You're going to be a winner, and we might just draw out a couple for being in the program and being in the contest as well. One more before we go to break here. Here is what Coach Mike Denny of the now-defunct UNO wrestling program said today during his 3 minutes. This is just a little clip of what he had to say.
You deserve better than this. Is this the best that our athletic director can do? Is this the best that you can do, John? Is this the right way to do it? Is this the right way to treat people in your organization, your family? Are you inspiring a culture of excellence? Our athletic director has had banners around our field house that say Omaha's team, culture of excellence. Have you inspired a culture of excellence by what you have done and the way you've done it? The answer is no. You can do better than this. There has to be a better way to do it.
That is Coach Denny, and it was approved this morning by the University of Nebraska Board of Regents unanimously to approve UNO's move to the Summit League and Division I, which eliminates wrestling and football for the Mavericks. We'll be back and wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hear that? It's the sound of a PowerMat wireless charging system. Just drop and charge your smartphone and lose the cords. It's also the sound of a free smartphone and the sound of a free year of cell service. Just go to Facebook.com/PowerMat and find out how you can win and lose the cords. It's the PowerMat Lose the Cords Sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Purchase will not increase your chances of winning. Open to legal U.S. and Canadian residents, excluding the province of Quebec. Void or prohibited. For official rules and enter, visit Facebook.com/PowerMat. Promotion ends 4/30/11. Sponsored by PowerMat USA.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. thinkapproved.com. That's thinkapproved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Spring, the sound of birds, the warm sun, spring fever, and time to stop by Builders of Kearney to pick up your free copy of the Builders Spring Catalog and see the lineup of outdoor furniture, Traeger pellet grills, and all new Weber grills for 2011. While you're at Builders, be sure to register for the $1,000 giveaway at Builders in Kearney, where we do spring right.
We are the one.
Builders Warehouse.
We're Builders Warehouse.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we wrap up this Friday program.
Yeah, I brought it up yesterday, Doug, but we just, it's one of those weeks you think, well, we don't have that much to talk about, then we're jam-packed, and that's the way it seemed to go. Last weekend, we were gone, but I got to see it when I got back. I know there's fans out there all over, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and this listening area. I saw the season finale of Big Love on HBO. It's one of those things that if you don't get into, you're like, well, whatever. Daddy's going on another Burger Paradise thing. What an unbelievable production. HBO does such a great job. And you go to Boardwalk Empire, you can go to The Sopranos. Big Love wrapped up. It was emotional. That's all I will say. Thank you, Big Love. Thank you, Bill Paxton.
I will find the name of some organizations where you could donate your time and help the better good. That'll help you out. We have a winner. Big Daddy's Deli Combo. Who's it going to for our three words of the week, which were?
Return, edge. Purple, and edge. We got Jeff from.
We had it covered.
Just trying to be helpful.
He wants the help. You just said be helpful.
I said we had it covered. Ding dong over here trying to interrupt you. We give you 30 seconds a week. And what's he got to do? Hog the stage. Sorry, Merritt. Who'd you draw out?
We got Jeff from Kearney. He's going to be our winner today.
All right. Congratulations, Jeff. A Big Daddy's Deli Combo coming your way. Let's make sure we've covered it all. Tri-City Storm home tonight and tomorrow. They only have 3 games left. The last game of the season is a home game against Lincoln. Last full weekend. You can hear the games on Classic Hits, but go out and entertain yourself with some Tri-City Storm hockey. Nebraska baseball plays at Texas Tech this weekend, and those games can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Go to Lopers.com to keep up to date on the very latest with UNK softball and baseball. Some good news in the wrestling world. Jordan Burroughs named the Hodge Trophy winner, given annually to the nation's most outstanding wrestler. This is the Heisman of wrestling. He was given the award after finishing the season 36-0, winning his school record 2nd national championship. Becomes the first Husker ever to receive the coveted Hodge Award. So congratulations on the Hodge Award. Hastings football begins spring practice this weekend. I don't ever remember the UNK track team picked to win the conference. Their men's outdoor track and field team has been thus to do so. The Nebraska Danger against Green Bay Sunday. Kearney High golf team in those bad conditions won the Lincoln High invite yesterday by 8 shots over Norfolk. And James Osborne is your medalist with a 76. So congratulations.
Good for him.
Congratulations. Congratulations. So hopefully we've got it all covered. And again, the main news story, although you couldn't tell that from the Associated Press, is that the University of Nebraska at Omaha is going to Division I. It was voted today by the Nebraska Board of Regents to approve UNO's move from Division II to Division I and join the Summit League, which will cause the wrestling and football programs to cease their existence with the Mavericks.
Hey, hope you enjoy your weekend. Be safe out there. If you're going to enjoy those horse races, it should be a great weekend along with the Nebraska Danger Sunday afternoon.
Hockey, horse racing, indoor football. Oh, basketball going on. Whatever you're doing, enjoy it, folks. We want to thank Steve Anderson for being among our guests today. And if you miss any of the Doug and Daddy shows, check it out on our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal at ESPNSuperstation.com. All the interviews, all the shows at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're back with a bracket update and three new words of the week next Monday.
Plus, Daddy's up two lunches. Will Doug catch up? We'll see you tomorrow or Monday. Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.